it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday. It's August 29th.
Yes, almost the end of the month.
Yes.
You know, it's weird. Like, everything, time is really flying, I feel like.
It really is. I mean, look, it's almost the end of the year.
I know. I'm like, what is going on, right? Four more months.
Yeah, exactly. In a month or so, they're going to start decorating for Christmas.
I know. It's, well, after Thanksgiving, but yeah. Yes. But
there's a lot of people, I mean, what, like shopping and stuff, they start like in October already,
I think. Well,
November,
yeah,
you know?
Maybe a little bit, yeah.
They started earlier every year.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But good morning, welcome to the show. I'm fucking sweating as hell.
Yeah, there's no AC here.
There's no AC, it's been broken, so it's been blown like air, but not cold air.
Right.
Now there's not even any air. I mean, we're just sitting here like a fucking sauna.
It is really hot.
And, you know, it's like every place I worked, this happens. I don't know what the hell it is. You know, every summer it's like that, you know. So, I mean, we moved the station from another place because they wouldn't fix the air conditioning.
Wow.
So now we come here and it's the same thing. So
that's weird.
I know. So I'm not happy about that. But
right.
We're going to have a guest today, right?
Yes. We're actually going to have Sully the Pitchman, who's going to be calling in, which is really cool.
Yeah.
You know, he's known for his As Seen on TV spots for OxyClean. And
like infomercials and
infomercials,
stuff.
Infomercials, yeah.
Right? Yeah.
And in fact, back in the day, because I was the Extends girl for so long, I was actually supposed to be on Good Morning America, or I was. They came here and they followed me around for the day. And it was me. They were doing a piece on him. They did a piece on the guy that died, Billy, whatever his name is.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember. And some other dude. And one got in trouble for something and then one died. So they decided to pull the piece after they filmed everything.
Really?
And I never got my... Yeah, they were doing it on late night, you know, Queen and Kings of late night TV.
Oh, okay.
And I was the only, like, queen of late night TV. So it was really cool, but it didn't happen. Oh, well.
Yeah, so you never did get to meet him in person, though.
No, I mean, I just wanted us to, you know, wanted the spotlight on Good Morning America. It would have been amazing, but...
It would have been amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
So we'll talk to him in a few minutes when he calls in.
Mm-hmm.
And so how are you doing? I mean, I enjoyed Becky here yesterday. She's a lot of fun.
Yeah, she's fun.
You guys still spending time together and stuff?
We hung out last night. And then we did different things later in the night. But, yeah. Mm-hmm. So she's deciding on whether to stay or not. I have gotten her a job.
Really?
I think.
How cool.
And, yeah, but we'll see if she takes it or not. I don't know if it's... We'll see. You know, it's up in the air.
She's not sure she wants to move yet? Is that what it is? Or
She wants to, but I think it's a little scary.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll see.
It is. It
she
is
should
scary,
just do it,
you know?
And make the move, I think. But, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know why I feel today's a really weird vibe. I feel like there might be an earthquake today.
Really?
I don't know why.
Really?
Or something.
Usually it does happen when it's really hot. I don't know if you've noticed that.
No, I've never noticed that, but I don't know why I thought of it when I was sitting here, and I'm like, I really hope not.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's something tragic, whether or like an earthquake or maybe not here, maybe somewhere else. I don't know.
There is a storm over Louisiana.
Oh, yeah, I forgot
maybe
about that.
Maybe that's it.
Maybe. You know? Oh, shit, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, they're getting fucking pounded there, man.
Yeah.
You know, and they're saying it's slow moving also, so they're not getting any...
Any relief. Now, is it hitting Florida bad? Because that's what I was concerned about.
No, actually, it went around Florida. When you look at it, it sort of like bypassed Tampa and
stuff. I hate to be rude,
moved to the west a little bit.
Thank God it's not near my parents' house.
Yeah.
That place is amazing, and that would have really sucked ass.
Yeah, I know. But New Orleans is getting it again, man. I'm feeling so bad for them. Now we're going to get to see if their improved levees are going to hold, you know.
We'll see.
Ever since Katrina, they tried to... To improve things there and stuff. So they're saying more than 650,000 people without power.
Right now?
Yeah.
Damn.
I know.
You know, that's just so sad. Like, you know.
I know, but you know what? I think if I'd been through this once, I would probably move.
Yeah. It's just so beautiful there. I mean, it really is, and the aura there is just amazing. I really love New Orleans. I really do.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
I know, and you don't move because you're scared of the weather, right. You know? I don't know.
And it only happens like every so, I mean, well, it's not true. It's like, you know how we have earthquakes here almost every day, like mini little ones? And
yeah.
We worry about that. But they worry about the storms. Like, yeah. Every area in the U.S. has got something, whether, you know, West Coast is all earthquakes, East, the Southeast is all, you know, hurricanes,
mm-hmm.
and then the Middle America is all, you know, twisters.
Right.
So it's kind of like we've each got something somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
To worry about, no matter where you go. Big... Or blizzards, you know?
Yeah.
Or so, but I mean, the blizzards, I guess, well, they destroy a lot too. But anyway.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, and then the, I think the, well, the Midwest gets a lot of, like, snowstorms and things like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, like, blizzards and whatnot. But we get that, you know, on the East Coast too.
Yeah.
You get a lot of stuff over there, but I guess you got to weigh it out, you know? Because, I mean, I feel like at least you can predict those things.
Yeah.
And I feel like you can't predict an earthquake, you know? So that's what's scary.
Wow.
In that sense, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know, for me.
I know. They're saying it's only moving at 6 miles per hour, which, I mean, the wind gusts are 90 miles an hour.
Wow.
But the whole storm is moving very slowly, you know? So,
right.
So people are really getting drenched there. And people are waiting on roofs and attics and stuff. I mean, I can't imagine going through something like this.
Right, you know? Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't. I wouldn't either. But I mean, damn.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's. I just want to touch on a few things.
Okay.
Because I'm like, you know, in this weird mode today, and I want to talk about jealousy.
Okay. Let's talk about jealousy.
First, I want to talk about I've heard they have this, but are there breathalyzers on your phone that you can have? Because I feel like you should not text people when you've been drinking.
Yeah.
You know, because that just causes all kinds of issues. I feel like it's a bad idea. And I feel like you should have this. I heard that there was. I got to figure it out. But if you could somehow breathe into your phone or, you know, and it knows that you've been drinking, it should lock your phone so you can't text anybody.
So you can't text.
Or text certain people.
That's
text
a little extreme,
people.
Yeah.
I mean, you should be able to, like, you know, have an emergency. But you should, you know, because you get yourself in trouble with that kind of crap, you know?
Yeah.
And then I want to talk about jealousy in games, because this is another thing that I really can't fucking stand. And
do you think
I'm
jealousy is a good thing or a bad thing?
Here's the thing. In a way, I like a little bit of jealousy because it makes me know that you care.
Right.
But then it gets too much because it turns into this fucked up game, you know? And then it starts hurting people. And that's where it's not, you know, it's not right. And so let me just tell you a little about this. So, you know, when you're dating somebody and you're not really sure what's going on with you and that person, you really should just have a conversation about
it. Yeah, absolutely.
Instead
Find
of just
out.
Running away.
Yeah.
But I don't know why it is. Certain guys, and a lot of guys actually, just like to run away from any issue or any confrontation of that talk at all. They just run from it, and let's just have fun. Let's keep having fun, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I guess because maybe, is it because you're attached to the sex and you're worried the sex is going to stop or something? Or what is it? Because I can't figure that part out. So, let this person, you know, this is happening clearly.
Yeah.
This person's like, you know, kind of been running away from certain issues. And, you know, but then it's funny because then you go out to, you know, a bar or something and you see the jealousy there and you're like, oh, they actually care.
Yeah.
They actually care.
Yeah.
You know, and then maybe they overexude and are extra touchy feely when you're talking to people or that you have run into or just friends or other guys or whatever.
Right.
They become super touchy feely. And with you, you know, or with a guy, a girl becomes super touchy feely when they feel, you know, weird around, you know, other people.
Right.
And I get that. I mean, that happens. But then to, you know, carry that on so much to, like, run away again and pull away is odd.
Yeah.
Like, instead of just talking about, well, I feel insecure when blah, blah, blah. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, I just, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, I basically think jealousy is not a positive emotion, you know, because...
And it's insecurities.
Yeah, it is insecurity. That's what it is, you know? It's not because they care so much, but it's because, you know, it's going to hurt their ego, their reputation, the way people look at them. That's what they think.
Okay, because I wonder, because I think for me, when I'm jealous, I really realize... That's how much I care.
Right.
You know, in a way. And I want to have a conversation so that we don't have that issue. Whereas I guess maybe it can be egotistical. And I feel like now it's a power fucking struggle of who is not going to call who.
Right.
And who is going to call. You know what I mean? And like, you know, yesterday I was upset and ignored a bunch of phone calls. And now today it's the opposite. You know, I'm being ignored. And it's just like, what the fuck? And I'm tired of games. I feel like I'm a certain age and I'm over it. Who the fuck wants to play games?
Yeah. No, exactly. I mean, not at
who's
this
gonna
age
win?
Anyway.
Who's going to win? Who's better at it? It's like, this is like...
Yeah, this is high school
shit. An emotional...
Shit, you know?
Yeah.
But that's the thing is that, you know, maybe you're dealing with people that are kind of immature. I don't know.
Yeah.
And, you know...
Insecure.
Not really sure how to deal with things and stuff. And I think in a relationship... You can prevent jealousy by having, like you said, open communication and trust as well. You know?
I think that's huge. Yeah. I really do. And I think talking about certain things is huge too. But then again, I guess if you're insecure in the relationship, maybe you avoid the confrontation or the conversation.
Right.
You know, because again, maybe you're worried your ego is going to get hurt. Yeah. Or you're going to get hurt if you, because you're not sure what the other person's saying. Like, you know?
Yeah. Maybe you don't want to come across as jealous or something, you know, but... The bottom line is...
Or maybe you just really don't care and you're only stringing it along for sex.
Right.
Because that's how, you know...
Yeah. Well, that goes without saying. I mean, you know, guys will do that. But I think you would pick up on that early on if that was the case, wouldn't you?
I would think so.
Yeah.
But... You know.
So maybe that's not the case. I don't know. You know, I mean, you have to wait and check it out. But I really think that, you know, if you have the trust and everything, then it's fine. But, you know, I feel that, you know, maybe dating you is not that easy because you're very outgoing. You're very social and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And people that are maybe more
reserved
and more like introverts, you know, maybe can't deal with it that well, you know, so...
Is it because, like, insecurities of thinking that I'm going to go off? Because, I've heard this before, that I'm going to go off and you know, cheat or be crazy because I am, like, the most loyal person ever.
Right.
But I don't know.
But then I'm sure when you go out, you're, like, nice to people.
I do. I talk to everybody.
Yeah,
I
do. And that's what happens. Guys think you're making a pass at them, you
know. But I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not at all.
But maybe guys think so, you know, I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know, I mean, it's not normal for... Okay, it's not... I wouldn't say normal, but you don't necessarily see... You see more men approaching women than the other way around, you
know? I don't really approach the men, but I will say, you know, at the bar over the weekend, I was at a bar and I ran into a bunch of people that I haven't seen in forever. I thought it was very odd that I ran into all these people. I'm like, that's weird. I never come here. It's funny. And then I made friends with the bartender because why not? It's the bartender and you get hooked up. That's, you know, the main thing. And then he was just nice.
Yeah.
And then the guys next to me at the bar, clearly old and, you know, not attractive and very, very old.
Yeah.
You know, were talking to me and while I was at the bar and I wound up getting them to buy me a drink and a couple shots, which I shared. You know, I took back and shared. But so maybe that's, you know, but I'm just talking because they're just sitting there and I'm waiting for my drink anyway. It's not like, I just talk, whatever.
Yeah. But 3C4, a guy doesn't look that way.
What, really? Even if you know... They're old, and you're like, what? They're gross.
But it doesn't matter. I mean, it puts you in a sort of like a funny situation where the woman you're with is talking to other men, you know?
But then regardless, you should have gone to the bar, and you should have gotten the drinks.
That's true.
You know what I mean? I talk to anything around me.
Yeah. No, that's true, and that's what I'm saying. I think it takes a special person to be able to handle you.
Okay.
That's what I think. That's what I think.
So basically, I feel like I'm never going to find anyone because people...
No, that's not true. If you find someone like you who understands that and is also very social and stuff, I think you would have less of a problem.
You would think.
When it comes to that, yeah.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. I don't know, but it's a tough situation, you know. I'm just wondering why...
Do I seem like, I guess I people think I'm like the crazy party girl that just runs around and does whatever.
Mm.
But... I mean, and given that was the case back then, if I'm single, yes.
Right.
But if I'm not, like, my attention is all on that person.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And sometimes I feel like I'm too reliable.
Mm.
Like, I'm just, I'm always going to be there because people know that.
Right.
And it's interesting, and maybe that's why every single ex comes back, because they know that they'll, like, I get hurt, whatever, they go away. And then year, 2 years, whatever time passes, they come. They always come back.
Really?
And they're like, and I'm like, no. You know, it depends. If I'm like really hurt, I'll never speak to you again. And if otherwise, I'll be like, whatever, it's distance and I'm cool. Or I could be good friends with you.
Yeah.
But it's interesting how that works. It's because they always know. Like I feel like I'm super reliable. I'm always going to be there.
Yeah.
You can always come crying to me with your problems. You know.
Yeah.
I feel like in that sense, I'm super trustworthy. And that kind of proves it, but maybe they don't see that then till later.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe they don't see that, you know.
Because I don't understand why everybody comes back. Like, yeah. I don't get that. Everyone.
When they run out of chicks or something, maybe. I don't know. So now you wouldn't go back to an ex?
No. I don't think. Maybe if it's been years and years. And they've changed immensely, because there would have been an issue that we broke up for in the first place. You know, and people do change over time,
right?
And you do mature, you do learn life lessons. So if that's the case, then maybe it would depend on the situation, you know, and and how it was re-met, I guess. I don't know, because then you always think about, it depends on the situation, because if that person had cheated on you in the past, you're always going to remember that.
That's true.
And
exactly.
You're always going to be insecure and untrustworthy in the relationship, or maybe, and then in turn you start looking, you know what I mean, like out and for that being, you know what I mean, subconsciously it's in your head, so therefore maybe no.
You see, I don't understand people that take a cheating partner back, you
yeah
know?
I couldn't do it.
Yeah, if this happened, it's like, get the fuck out of here, I don't ever want to see you again.
Yeah, I couldn't, you know? Do it. I could be friends with the person maybe eventually. Or it would just depend on the situation. It really would, if you're friends first or not, and how the situation develops later. I mean, if it's been years and you start talking again and you're just friends, then you're over it, doesn't you know, and it's okay.
Yeah, as friends I think it's fine, you know, but
it's also a big part of letting go, I feel like, you know, and I'm huge into, you really have to let go,
right?
Because it's damaging for you in other situations, because when you start dating somebody, you're dating that person, but you're dating all of their exes.
Yeah,
because every ex has damaged them.
That's true.
From in some way. You know, but then again, you're also bringing the same thing to the table, unless you've been cleared and let go of that as well. So that being said, conversation should happen eventually and be like, these things hurt me in the past. I don't want these patterns. I don't like these situations. You know, let's, you know, try and work with that. And and I find that if you know the other person's insecurities, and then they know yours, like, this person cheated on me, and this is what they did, and this is how, and so I found out, and I was so hurt by it, blah, blah, blah. If you were to share that with that person, and that person's like, well, I understand, then you would probably feel better on that wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
They would try their best to, like, you know, not.
Well, in theory,
yeah. But I feel like in a mature relationship, and if it didn't work out, it wouldn't be a cheating thing. It would just be like, okay, we have a talk, we're done. So.
No, I think you need someone who's outgoing, who's okay with you being the way you are, who's like you in many ways. So, you know, then they know, you know, you're going out and stuff, you're still going to live together and all that stuff, but it's okay for you to talk to other people.
Right.
You know, and that's the thing, is that I think if you find that you have to change for someone, you're going to be resentful eventually, you know. If, like, you're going to go, okay, well, you know what, I'll mellow out, I won't talk to anyone unless they talk to me, whatever.
I can't do that. That's not you. And I can't do that.
That's not you.
No, I can't. But I could have a conversation with someone and let them know how comfortable I am with them. Like, the only thing I could do is show them how much I care during a conversation or while I'm out with somebody.
Right.
You know, but, I mean, because I think that's the coolest thing. If you go out to a place, you come together, you know, you're there together. But if you start talking off and veering off and talking to other people, cool.
Yeah.
Come back to each other, recognize each other. And if I'm talking to a dude and you're talking to a girl, introduce.
Right.
You know, and then it's fine, and then be like, oh, okay, whatever, and then as long as you know you're leaving together, it should be fine.
Yeah, but it doesn't always happen that way, you know. I mean, look, I'll admit, let's say I go out with you and we sit at a bar or something, and then you start talking to another guy while I'm just sitting there. Yeah, that would irritate me. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make sense, you know. It's like, because you're not including me in this, you know. You're sort of like, you're with me there, and then you're just going off and talking to other people.
That, even if I bring them over?
That, to a man, it's very...
Okay.
Yeah.
So it looks bad to like
yeah.
a man.
And he feels bad too.
Well, what
yeah.
if you like know someone and someone comes over and you start talking to them?
Right.
You haven't seen them in forever. And then you're like, yes, we should definitely like do a shoot together or hang out.
Right.
And then you take the, each other's numbers right, right in front of you. Would you feel weird? Obviously, I know this person. We know each other.
Yeah.
Would you feel odd if we if I exchange numbers with somebody? I mean,
you see,
you
I
shouldn't,
think if,
right?
I think if you kept the guy in the conversation and stuff,
yeah,
you know,
which
if you
I
didn't
did.
Leave him out. Then I think that would
which
be okay.
Which I did,
with
but
it.
As soon yeah. as that happened, he it was like, oh, that person just wants you just he, you're on his hit list.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? He's like, oh, he just wants to hit it. I'm like, well, I don't, you know, like, no.
Right.
It's a
yeah.
very well known like
yeah.
someone
yeah.
I work with on Californication. Somebody mm. that you know okay. that. It's, and this is the thing. It's all networking here too.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. Like, I'm nice to everyone anyway because. It's not that not that I wonder what anyone can do for me, but I really do feel that's the vibe like of LA. Like
right.
I know people everywhere, and I get and I have great energy. That's what I get back from everybody. Everyone's like, oh, you have great energy, because I'm so nice to everybody.
Right.
Unless you fuck with me, then I'll fuck with you. But you
right.
know, I'm so nice to everyone. I feel like and I know a ton of people, and I'm liked because of that.
Right.
So how I don't understand like everywhere I go, why I'm not, you know, you want me to not. Talk to people because
yeah.
how I've gotten where I am.
No, absolutely.
And that's how I've
absolutely.
Gotten hired for certain jobs because
yeah.
someone thinks, oh, remember that? Remember, Brigitte, I should be good for this. Or that
yeah.
happens all the time to me. Like,
right.
I don't have an agent right now, I'm which is a nightmare, and I feel like I need to find one. But I'm constantly getting jobs left and right because I'm nice to people.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and you talk to them, I mean, and you're social and stuff. And that's what I'm saying. But maybe in a way you have to reassure the guy.
I mean, would you feel insecure? You would feel insecure if I was just talking to whoever, knowing that that's what's gotten me where I am, and that's what I know how to do.
Yeah.
It
would take some explaining, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'd have to explain to the guy, and the guy has to consider, can I live with that or not? You know.
I guess I just thought it was a given.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, you know, it's just like.
It may not be. I'm telling you. I think most guys couldn't deal with that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, because you go out with a woman, you want to feel she's with you. You know, if she's like somewhere out there, then you're wondering why is she looking to talk to other people if she's with me, you know.
Mm.
But that's why I think maybe if you go to bars, go in a group or something, you know, and then
right.
it might make more sense. But look, I mean, look, logically, if you go out with someone to a bar, then you need to hang out with them, not with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that makes sense.
But
I think
it might
bother you the other way too. You see, that's the thing. Maybe if it happened to you, then you'd realize what it feels like.
Right.
You know, kind of feeling left out or something.
Not
you know?
If I was included in the conversation, but
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I see. I mean.
Yeah. I mean, look.
You're right. Maybe I see it.
It's not easy. All I can say is, look, what I know of you and. You know, from talking to you here and stuff, I don't think you're easy to date. That's what I think, you know?
Let's take callers.
No, but really, because, I mean, you're unusual in the way that you're very outgoing and stuff, you know?
Mm.
So I think some people might take it the wrong way. I personally don't think that an introvert could deal with you.
And see, that's the thing. I don't like dating someone super outgoing.
Mm-hmm.
I want the opposite. I need someone to calm me.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I need. If someone's going to sit and talk the entire time, I'm like, eh. Like, I mean, it's fine. I like that. You know, I mean, I like the conversation and all that. But I also like, I need someone to like bring me back to my level. Like
right.
bring me back down. Balance me out, you know?
Mm.
So that's why I am more
but
attracted
that's what you'd like to, do,
to
but
introverts.
Yeah. Well, that's what you'd like. I don't know if that's necessarily the way it works, though. You know,
mm.
I mean, because, like I said, you may want someone to balance you out and ground you and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they have to be able to deal with these things.
Right.
You know? So
they have to be confident.
Yeah,
in their own.
I think an introvert and an extrovert sometimes can complete each other, but I think if it's extremes, then it probably, I don't think it can work out. You know, I really don't.
Mm.
And it's hard for you to see because you're not an introvert. You know, you don't
right.
know what it's like to just sit there and have other people socialize and you're just sitting there and, you know, not
mm-hmm.
talking to anyone and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that could be a problem. That's why from what I envision, if you find someone like you more, then what the hell? You guys will go to the bar together. Each one will go talk to other people. You'll meet back at the end of the evening and go home.
Right.
If that's what you want.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. It's not easy dating, you know, I can tell you that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's there's a lot of things you have to consider, you know. So in right. that in that aspect, it's good to be in a relationship. You don't have to worry about this shit, you know.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I feel that people have to be, I think you need to be, you know, they say that opposites attract, but I think you have to be more alike than different in order for right. you to get along.
Right.
I really do. You know.
Okay.
Except when you have bad habits and both of you have bad habits, that would suck, you know.
I mean, he's an extrovert in ways, but introverted. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
So, you know, our guest hasn't called in.
No, I noticed that.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe the phone's not working or something. Let me just try and restart something here just to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard for me to believe that, that they wouldn't call.
Yeah.
You know?
I find that interesting.
I know. But that's okay. In the meantime, this mother, I guess, her son smokes pot, right?
Right.
And he's young, a teenager or something. I know. So what she's doing, she made a sign, and you know, like those sandwich signs that people walk around in New York with, those signs like the deli signs, like uh-huh. eat here, eat there. She put a sign on him that says, you know, I smoked pot, got caught, and learn from me, don't do drugs, you know. Can you imagine how embarrassing that would be? And she made him stand at the fucking intersection so people could see that, you know. And so I feel so.
That's really fucking funny.
Yeah.
Where was this?
Where was it? I don't know where it is because it's mostly a video here. So, South Carolina woman.
That's actually really cute, and it's kind of like back in the day, like, you know, things, little punishments that would fit the crime sort of things, you know,
uh-huh.
like, you know, if you were an adulterer, they brand A on you, you know.
The scarlet letter.
Exactly. It's really funny.
Yeah. So this is funny. I don't know if I would make my kids do that, but, you know, some people just, I guess they feel, you know, I need to teach my kid a lesson. You know,
right.
this is not acceptable.
It's pretty funny.
I know. Well, we'll see. Maybe the guest got the day wrong or the time wrong. Who knows? We'll see.
I just wrote them, so, I mean.
It's okay. It's too late.
Oh, look at this. How funny is this? So, I'm looking online, and I just get emailed right now. A personal breathalyzer from Groupon. I swear to God.
Really?
This just came in. How funny is that?
Yeah.
I'm like, well.
But it's not for texting. I'm sure it's for driving.
It's for driving, but I just thought it was funny.
Yeah.
How ironic. Maybe I should just do that for now. Hilarious.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Games are not fun.
No. I especially at this age, I don't think you need to play games.
No, but you know what? It's so hard in L.A., like I was saying. It's just, it's like I was saying yesterday even. You know, I say it all the time. It's so hard in L.A. We live in this bubble, and like I said, everyone, there's always the next best thing out there, so everyone's insecure because they are not, until a guy is secure in their job and secure in their own skin, they're not going to be secure in a relationship.
That's true.
So, I mean, that's the biggest thing. And a lot of people, you know, don't get that here because it's so crazy.
Right. Yeah. No, you need to find someone who's similar to you. That's my personal opinion, but I don't know. You may want an introvert, but it's not going to work for you.
Yeah.
It just, it doesn't mix, you know.
I know.
Yeah. So this country in Africa decided that the women decided to do a sex strike. So so the men will sit together. It's in the nation of Togo. I think it's an island.
Okay.
And I guess the women are withholding sex to get the men to take action against the dictator.
That's funny.
Yeah, and that's not the first time it's happened. You know, in history, it's happened several times when women will do that. Isn't that funny?
That's interesting. Yeah. That's really interesting.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I can't get screwed, so I'm going to sympathize with the dictator and not fight against him, you know? Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I guess the... that's, you know, I mean... Because I guess women feel they don't have real power, you know, in those countries
right.
and stuff, you know, as far as politics and stuff. So they go to where they hold power over the men, and that's with their vagines.
Vagines?
You know, vagines.
Vagines.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, the vagina is very powerful, in case you didn't know.
Yes, thanks.
It can make people do things that
yes,
are crazy.
Yes, yes, it does.
Yeah. So I was watching a little bit of the Republican convention yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And Mitt Romney's wife spoke, Ann Romney. And I don't know. I mean, you know, she told her personal story. You know, she was a cancer survivor and
mm-hmm.
and so forth. And it's cool. You know, when you hear people's personal stories and stuff, you kind of connect with them more.
Right.
You know. So, so I put a posting on my Facebook saying Ann Romney is cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then I get these two guys fucking starting like,
yep.
Yeah, you know, just hate shit, you know?
Yep.
And they're starting with this and that and this with that, obviously liberals. And I didn't even realize that, you know, I go back and I see this whole thread with these two guys just having a blast.
Right.
And so I did what I'd never done before. I blocked their fucking ass. And I never had to block anybody, you know?
I have.
But I deleted both of them, fucking deleted everything they wrote, and they don't exist as far as I'm concerned.
Well, good.
But and that's what I don't understand. I mean, look, if you're a friend of someone on Facebook, why would you do that on their page, you know?
Well, maybe they're a fan of the show.
Mm.
I don't know.
It could be, but I don't know. It's like people have no respect for other people, you know? And the thing is to attack politics. Politicians, personally, I think is very ugly, especially the wife, you
right.
know, and...
Well, I mean, it's going to happen. I mean, I get that when I post anything on my page, whether it's... It could be anything, you know?
Right.
And in a way, I feel like if you're going to post a comment that has to do with a major issue
right.
In the U.S. or, you know, a political issue or a sports team or a religious issue, whatever, mm-hmm. you're got to know, you have to know you're going to get the comments back.
Right.
Because not everyone agrees with you, especially right. all your friends. Like, my best friends are complete opposites, you know? And we do not have the same outlook on anything.
Right.
And we'll argue it back and forth. And, you know, especially on my page, like, I'll write something on a sports team, and it's probably going to be rude, more than likely, because I hate most teams. But, you know, I'm biased. But I appreciate good players. So, you know, I may write something on there, and I know when I write it, I'm expecting the drama to come back, and
right.
I'm ready for it, and I'm ready to snap back with a witty remark.
Right.
So whether it's a sports team or a religious issue or political issue,
political,
when you write
right.
something political on there, didn't you think this, isn't this great, blah, 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 be prepared for someone
yeah.
to write back, because you're kind of asking for it by putting
right.
it out there. So if they're, because it's, you know, it's a blog basically. So they're going to write something back and just reply to it with another witty slap in the face answer.
Yeah.
And they're kind of like, oh shit, I don't know what to say to that. Or they may reply back. And then you've got this debate going
right.
on, which
yeah.
could be interesting.
Yeah.
Because then it's like, you know, the debate's on TV. You're just debating on your Facebook and other people will chime in on to your side and their side, but it'll be interesting.
Right.
And it's interesting to see what the rest of America or friends or whatever think.
Right, yeah.
You know?
But there's too many people doing name calling. Which,
now, if they do name calling and they start degrading you personally, then you need to come back and say, this comment wasn't about me personally. This comment was about a political issue. Clearly, you don't agree with it. Why don't you grow the fuck up and actually have something interesting comment to say back to me
right.
about the issue,
yeah.
not me personally.
Yeah.
And I guarantee they wouldn't write anything back because they feel fucking stupid.
Yeah.
And if
absolutely.
They do, then delete them.
Yeah.
But give it the chance to have the debate to go back for, because then it becomes interesting.
Yeah, no, for sure. You know, and these guys were just talking like they're two fucking high school teenagers, you know.
Oh,
these are grown men.
Yeah.
So I just said, fuck you guys. You
right.
know, get the hell out
right.
of here. Get off my page. You know?
Get off my page.
Yeah. So I guess the guest is not going to call, huh?
Clearly
and
not.
And this is one that we had a little problem with.
Yeah,
also,
they asked
right?
me to hold on to a couple days, and then, it's been interesting. So.
Yeah.
No more with... You know, and it's not just him. I've never worked with this PR company before.
Mm.
So I hate to put that on you, but when you represent somebody, it's your fault too.
Yeah.
So therefore, I don't want to work with the publicity company anymore, because
right.
I wonder if other clients will be that way.
Right.
You know? Because I feel like you should be on their ass. If you're a good publicist, you make sure they call. I do that for people that I get on, you know, shows and whatnot. I make sure they're calling. I'm on their ass, texting, calling, making sure that they tap in and call in when they're supposed to.
Yeah.
Or do what they're supposed to.
No, it's, you know.
It makes you look bad as a PR company.
Yeah. And they come to us, you know. Right. And that's what people need to understand. They come to us. They want to be featured on the show. And then you agree to do it. That's what happened to me with the publicist last week. I mean, I told him I couldn't get his guest until Friday, and he got irritated with me. I'm like, what the hell's wrong with you? You know, I mean, I agreed to give your guest an hour on the air. You know, I don't have days open this or next week. You know, and he tells me I have a bad attitude and all this shit. And I really didn't, you know, I mean, I run a business. I don't take attitude with anybody.
Right.
But, you know, I finally told him, I said, you know, this is just bullshit. I don't believe that I have to take any of this, you know. And so he can pretty much count on never being on the show again with his clients. I wrote to him and said, you better think long and hard about how you lost an opportunity for your client. You
right.
know, to get exposure and shit. So.
I just don't understand that. And it's like, not just your one client, you're shutting off all your clients that way.
Yeah.
And you're giving yourself a bad name because you don't think all the stations talk.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. I don't really have, like, I have friends all over. So if you think that I find out that you screwed me here and you're on my friend's radio station in Hawaii or Maryland or wherever, you don't think I'm going to say something?
Yeah.
Because I will.
Yeah.
And I'll let them know, don't have them on. You don't want that, you know?
No, it's totally not professional, man.
No.
It really irritates me. But, you know, what are you going to do? You know, I always give them a benefit of a doubt because sometimes it turns out that there's a good reason.
Maybe.
Yeah. I'm sure they probably sent us an email before the show saying he won't be able to.
No, I'm looking at it now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's what I wrote back saying you didn't even call in. So.
Oh, okay.
Whatever.
Yeah. I don't know. Guests are funny that way, you know. But you know who came to us wanting to be on the show is, you know, the 50 Shades of Grey. No, not them. But there's another book called Bear to You, which kind of looks like
it. Yes, I know about it, actually, because someone I know just bought the book for a friend.
Yeah, because when you finish Grey, then you figure, okay, if I want more of the same.
Yeah. When are they coming on?
So they're trying to get us to talk to her, to the author.
Yes, please.
But then, so after they came the last time, I said, okay, we'll have her. She's like, oh, she's going to be overseas. So I'm thinking, why are you even telling me this? You know.
Wait,
so now they
what?
Came to us again.
Oh, okay.
That she was overseas at the time. So
right.
why were you trying to
Oh, because they're trying to schedule a certain date because they book in advance for a lot of the big
names. But then she said to me, well, when she comes back, I'll contact you or something like that. You know. So she contacted me again and we'll see. I mean, it looked like a mass mailing, so I don't know, but so we might get her on the show.
That would be absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Honestly, I would be great.
And I mean, it's like nobody probably heard of her.
No. People have. Actually, the book is very popular. And
no, hadn't known about her before she published the book. It's probably a book that was published even before 50 Shades.
And now it's known for...
Yeah, so they made the cover look like 50 Shades and all that.
But people know the book now, and it's a huge bestseller, and she's doing amazing. And I think it would be great to have her on the show.
Yeah,
absolutely, because I know people that would be very happy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll try and get her on the
air. It was just a conversation the other day, and I was like, I'm not done 50 Shades of Grey yet. I'm on book 2, but I haven't had time to finish it. But as soon as I'm done, I'm going to read. And it's funny, because when... someone went and bought books for this girl, and I helped buy them online, and I'm looking at the books, and I'm like, I'd read this. This looks really good, actually. Having no idea exactly what it was, and then now everyone's talking about it, and I'm like, oh, that's pretty funny, and then, so it's interesting.
Yeah, no, for sure. I'm reading a book now on, do you remember Amanda Knox, who was, she was like, accused of murder in Italy, that she killed that British girl. You don't remember that? It was like a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
And she was jailed in Italy
and stuff. I forgot her name.
And
but
then,
yeah,
they
yeah.
let her, then they let her out and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why I've been into like true crime ever since I read the two books on Casey Anthony.
Right.
And then with Amanda Knox, when it happened, I thought, wow, I really want to know what happened there. So it's like really cool to read this, you know, about these college kids in a small town in Italy and stuff. And they, what do you hear in the...
No, it's funny because I hear the car horn, but I only hear it in our speakers.
Horn.
I don't hear it when I take the
headphones.
I only hear it when the headphones are on, not when they're off. So I was like, what's going on? Is it in the headphone? Anyway, sorry.
Yeah, no, it's outside. So these college kids, you know, meeting in a small town in Italy and stuff, and then, you know, everybody screwing everybody else and all that stuff, and then suddenly they find the victim, her name was Meredith, found her murdered, butchered in her room, and they were accusing Amanda and her boyfriend. So, I mean, I'm just at the beginning of the book, so I can't really comment that much on what happened, but it's really interesting, you know, and the thing is, she's a hot chick, too, you know. I mean, you look at her, you go, how could she murder anybody, you know? But maybe she didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she didn't.
Interesting.
Yeah,
so,
because,
yeah,
you know, what you find out in trials and stuff like that is that the cops fuck up a lot, you know. And they make up stories and they try to get testimony out of you that may not necessarily be true. So, you know, you never know. You know, you never know what these people go through. And the best we can do is read about it, I mm-hmm. guess. So, you know.
Right.
Yeah. So we talked about Samsung losing to Apple, right? They have to pay Apple $1 billion.
They did lose?
Yeah, they lost.
No, I didn't know.
Yeah, they lost. And I'm not surprised. I mean, look at the iPhone, look at the Android, and they look very similar. But, you know, it's like before iPhone, I didn't see any Samsungs that looked like that. You know, they may have copied them. They may have taken some features from them, but, you know, I don't see how Apple stole from Samsung. It's just not true. And, you know, I mean, look, in technology, everybody steals and borrows from everybody else, you know, but if you get caught like you did now, then you pay $1 billion fucking dollars, man. And now Apple's trying to get the phones off the shelves so Samsung can't sell those phones.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, wait. Okay, so the phones that I have, like the Galaxy and all the Droid stuff,
right?
You can't sell them anymore?
That's what Apple is trying to do, yeah, to keep them from selling them anymore.
But they've already sold a bunch of them.
Right.
So
yeah.
What are you
going
to do?
There's nothing they can do with that. That's why they would pay $1 billion in damages for that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Although they probably made, I'm sure they made a lot more than $1 billion
right.
on their phones. But at the same time, It's more like to teach him a lesson, I guess, you know, I don't know. But, I mean, Apple's stock jumped, so what can you do?
Wow.
You know? Yeah. So, you know, but I mean, I can see, you know, some people are saying, you know, it's bad for competition and stuff. And I can see that, you know, I mean, I get it. But at the same time, you know, I'm also a business owner, and when people copy and steal from me, it really irritates me. You know, so I can...
Right, I know,
so
I agree.
See, you know, and although that might be personal feelings, but, you know, there's business decisions that come into it as well. And,
mm-hmm.
That's a situation there. So, I don't know. They're saying that Lindsay Lohan is a suspect in a burglary, but no charges planned.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so this morning, a friend of mine... knows her and hasn't talked to her in a long time, and she brought her up, and I was like, I don't know what it is, and I don't know anything. And I go, I feel like some really, and I, you know me and my energy, I was like, I feel like some really weird energy is going on with her right now.
Really?
I feel like, yeah, I was like, she's in a lot of trouble, a lot of shit. She's in a dark, dark place, and not knowing anything at all. So that's really funny you say that, because this morning we were just talking about it, and I was like, because my friend reached out to her randomly.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, as you say that, I feel like she's not doing well.
Wow.
So that's pretty funny.
And I thought she was actually back on the saddle again, you know? I mean, I don't know. She seemed okay. You know, she came to court. She was smiling. They let her go and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Wow.
You know, yeah.
So what burglary where and for what?
Well, they're saying that someone who, they're not saying who the victim is that she burglarized, but they're saying cash, house keys, sunglasses, and credit card holder were missing. So, I guess they decided not to press charges, that there's not enough evidence for it.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, here it is again, you know.
Yesterday or when?
The media, including ourselves, is spreading all these fucking rumors.
Yeah. But when was it?
When was it? Doesn't say. Probably you know, yesterday recently. Yeah. Okay. August 18th. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a week ago.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, something like that. So, yeah, yeah. It's, you know, I don't know if she'll ever find a good relationship because she's really hard to deal with, you know.
Yeah.
And she's too famous, man. I mean, you know, I don't know. If you met a chick like this, would you want, I mean, would you want to be that famous?
Her.
Yeah, but who wants to be famous just for dating Lindsay Lohan? I don't know.
If you're going to date her right now, then you've got major issues.
Yeah.
I think helping her right now, she needs friends. That's more than anything.
Yeah.
You know, I think friends are the most important thing.
Mm.
I mean, because
you don't think she has any?
No.
Yeah.
I think it's really hard when you are at that point, especially now. I mean, when you're really well known, it's hard to find out who your friends are and who they aren't.
Right.
And it's hard to make new friends unless they're in the industry themselves. Mm. And even then, you know, you can't always rely on them because they're busy working and they've got their own shit to deal with. And it's just, it's super hard to meet new people because you're not sure if they're friends with you again for who you are.
Right.
What you are, how you're known,
right.
Or who you are as a person.
Right.
So it's really, really hard. So if you've not been friends with someone for a long time, they have trouble meeting new people. It takes a long time to build trust for people that are known. I've seen it, you know, and I've been in this industry for a while, and you know, even when I meet people in the industry that are, you know, quite known, I have to prove to them that I'm trustworthy and that I'm a good person.
Yeah.
And that sucks because most people don't want to invest the time to do so. But if I see a good person and potential, then you know, I will.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's, and again, sometimes it takes years for those people to realize. But she's super fucked up.
Yeah.
Super fucked up. And
yeah.
She doesn't really have anyone, you know, helping her out.
Yeah.
So
I mean, look, she started at a young age. You
exactly.
know, her parents, her mother especially, were pushing her.
Who do you trust at such a young
age?
Who do you trust then?
Yeah.
You know, and your friends have changed. You've grown up.
Yeah.
You've moved around. You know, you're fucked up from drugs and everything else that you're doing.
And her parents are fucked up too.
Right.
You know?
You've got to have someone strong who's going to pull you out.
Right.
You know?
Mm. Yeah.
And who really wants to deal with it because they're not sure what they're going to get back? She's going to fight because she's so used to you know, not having anyone that if you actually were to take the time to help her, she's not going to trust you. It's going to take
That's
time
true,
for her to
huh?
trust.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, well, anyway.
Yeah. Well, Lindsay Lohan for you, what can I say? You know, I guess Britney's making a comeback, right? She's going to be on what, The Voice? Not The Voice. X Factor, right? She's going to be an X Factor.
Is she?
Yeah.
I didn't even know.
And, she seems to be doing okay. She was screwed up for a while, too.
Hmm. Yeah, she was, but she got better.
Yeah.
You know, and again, everyone, I think, in the industry, when you've been doing it for years, you've got so much pressure on you to be perfect.
Right.
You know, I went through it. I went through it for the past 2 years. I'm climbing out of it now, but I'm finally realizing who I am and what I want and what I, you know, what I need and who I want to surround myself with. And, you know, you think you do it one way, and it's like, I was tired of pleasing everyone.
Yeah.
I was tired of, you know, watching what I eat and having to work out every single day and not being able to enjoy the food that I want to enjoy, you know, because why? I have to be a certain weight.
Right.
You know, it annoyed me. It actually became like, I became the business instead of like, you know, it owned me instead of me owning it, the business.
Right, yeah.
So that bothered me, and so I stopped. I got jaded, and I stopped going out, and I stopped doing everything. And given it set me back, you know, time, yes, indeed, and I'm still working my way out of it. But, you know, it's I'm not where I could have been.
Right.
You know, like I was doing a ton of shows and a ton of shoots and, you know, left and right, and then I just kind of stopped because I was like jaded out. So imagine those people who are super well known, who get, you know, they don't have to work, but they have the pressure from their agents and their, you know, managers and their, you know, family, and they probably pay for, you know, a lot of their family and their friends, and everyone's relying on them, everybody.
Right. Yeah.
So much pressure. And then you put out this one album, and then now you've got to beat the clock and make the second album to make, you know, this person happy and that person happy, because all the money, you know, you're supplying all these people with jobs, basically.
Right.
You've got so much pressure on you, you're going to blow up if you've been doing it for 20 years and you haven't had a breather,
right.
You know, and your relationships are fucked up because you don't have time for them.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
No one takes the time to get to know you and because they can't, and then you can't be yourself. You know what I mean? So I understand it. I've seen it.
There's too much screwed up in their lives. You know, I mean, they start young, you know, and when you're successful and famous when you're young, you don't really know how to handle it. You know, I mean, even grown-ups, I think, you know, suddenly when you thrust into the limelight like that,
right?
I don't think people are, you know, are designed to handle that.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Well, what can you do? Anyway, the end of the show. No guest today, but thank goodness we always have something to talk about. Yeah.
We're always going to talk about something.
Yeah. So, thanks, Brigetta, and try to stay cool.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.